Pogo and Ez for breakfast on Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.
So you think the footy, netball, everything's starting to... Well, you know with the weather, Oh, it's not getting better. But you know what I mean, like around the springtime.
There's something about finals that... Well, we all know they're exciting. Let's talk AFL for a second. You support a certain team. You look forward to them hopefully being in the four or the eight. And then you go into the finals and you follow it closely. And it's still kind of anyone's game in terms of who's in the eight because it's very close in the AFL. Collingwood a third at the moment.
Yeah, well, if you haven't made the eight like my team Essendon, you couldn't give a fat rat.
Oh, okay. Am I just excited because teams are going all right?
Exactly. But no, on a serious note, I was talking to a friend of mine last night about this. The grand final, the premiership for 2018, I know Richmond are flying, but they're beatable.
I'm over them.
No, I'm not. I think they're great. They're going good. But what I'm saying is it is so open. Anyone can win the premiership. It's fantastic.
Yeah, which makes it so exciting. And I've never really been part of a sporting team that's been in finals because I haven't played in a year. So I used to play netball and we'd make finals, but it was juniors. So it's not really the same. But this year playing for Huntley, we were in the finals yesterday, first round of the Heathcote and District. I woke up yesterday morning. I was just so excited.
Well, that's the way it should be, though.
I just couldn't wait to get out there. And there's this certain buzz and people who have played sport for years are probably going to laugh because they'll go, yes, we know. It's nothing new.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many years you played finals for. It makes no difference. You still get the buzz. If you don't get the buzz, then you shouldn't be doing it.
Butterflies in my tummy. And I just, we know, we put ribbons in our hair, which we don't usually do. It's like something you put new socks on and you make sure your knickers are clean and everything for finals.
Not sure you go that far, but anyway.
You know, it was just so exciting. There's a buzz around and you could feel it in every team out at White Hills yesterday and probably in every other league around the place that are slowly getting to finals as well. It was this carnival atmosphere and everyone was wishing each other good luck but secretly hoping they fell over. And it was just, it's a great feeling. I love this time of year.
Yeah, it's superb. And as we said, everything's fairly open with the AFL. Heathcote District Footy Netball League, as you said, have had their first week. It's Loddon Valley's turn this week and the week after it's Bendigo. So... Actually, Bendigo.
Yeah, a break and
away.
Then Bendigo, I reckon.
There is a bye coming up, you're right, in the AFL, which is not this weekend, the weekend after. No one will know what to do.
I know.
I'll have to go and watch country footy. You wouldn't want that.
Hang on a minute.
Hey, talking of country footy, I came back from the Bendigo Thunder yesterday, who made the grand final. They play next Sunday against Keilor. So it was good. Really good feel, like you said, the finals.
Triple M.
It's Coggo and Ez.
And Pat from the Bridgewater Bakehouse, Australia's best vanilla slice, graces us in the studio. Congratulations. Hey.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Very exciting. Look at this massive trophy we've got in front of us here in the studio.
That is huge, isn't it? It's massive, yeah.
We were just talking about whether you'd prefer a big championship ring or a trophy.
Nah,
a
trophy's better. Bigger, better.
Massive, mate. That's silly big, isn't it? You won't miss that.
So having a look at this list, Birchip have won it a few times. The Sharps Bakery in Birchip. What did you guys do this year to knock them off their perch and to win Best Vanilla Slice?
Well, there's a couple of little secrets I can't divulge.
Oh, come on, Pat.
On their recipes.
No.
Well, we just make sure our slices are the right size, the right height, the right consistency, the pastry's spot on. Yeah, and that's about really it.
So size and height, man.
Yeah, it's very technical.
It's like when I made Lamingtons for the Bendigo show.
Yeah, but yours were crap.
Yeah, I got a participation award, a bit different, I suppose.
Which says that you were good.
Yes.
The other thing, Pat, is that do you see the competitors or do you send them in and they say, hey, you won?
No, when you enter it, you put in there, they give you a number and it sits on the judging table. The judges don't know who entered them.
Oh, good, so it can't be rigged.
Yeah, it's no rigged.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd be paying them off.
Yeah, good. I bet you would.
Nice little plane flight somewhere. Yeah. Winery. Hey, that's the thing, is it? So you don't get to see the competitors?
No, we don't. We see the, once they've done their judging, we do see the slices, but we don't know who made them or who didn't make them. So
as of Saturday, the Bridgewater Bakehouse officially has the best vanilla slice in Australia. Is that right?
That's correct. We have the best in Australia.
That is awesome, mate. That is fantastic. So, gee, they must have been judging all weekend or all week, you would think.
Yeah, it's fairly big. Yeah, it's a big event, obviously, Australia-wide. So, you go there Saturday, put all your slices in, and they judge them Saturday all day, and then, determine who's the better one.
Our question is, how do you get a job as the judges? Because I know you didn't ask us to come up and
imagine
do
the judges sleeping that night. They'd be waking up every 10 minutes going, vanilla slice.
Yeah.
Good.
The thing is, we don't know if we trust them. So you've brought in your Australian best vanilla slice this morning. Is this the one the judges ate on Saturday?
Same recipe. What's in the shop now?
The corner. It's one of the judges that had a nibble.
We're going to judge it live on air.
Are we? Okay. How are we going to do this?
Can we get into it now? Yes.
Well, you ladies okay, before
I'm more than happy. Do we have a tissue? I might need a tissue.
You don't need a tissue. We'll it's an Aussie thing, isn't it, Pat?
Yeah, yeah, let it run.
Your fingers in and grab
first
it.
First of all, that's huge. That's a big slice of vanilla slice. I'm going to get real messy.
I'll have the other part.
Yeah, I'm going to get real messy. All right. All right. So first of all, you look at the size. You look at the height.
Yeah, looks pretty good to me.
How springy
really
is it?
Really just an old wafer, aren't they?
Look, it springs, springs right back when you push it down.
Yep.
All right, then the custard. I've just put it straight up.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yep, that's really ladylike.
Oh, yeah, yum. I don't know if I've had one of your vanilla slices before, Pat. Usually I steal a date scone from the Bridgewater
Baker. Nice to see you supporting locals. Anyway.
It's just not what I order when I go there.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, the custard is very smooth. A lovely vanilla taste. Did you want to judge the pastry, Brian?
Look, I will, because I reckon that's it. I reckon you can get too sweet with the pastry, can't you, Pat?
Yeah, too much. Yeah, it's got to be an even balance of...
No, it is good, because sometimes you get it, it's like too sugary, and you're like, and if it's too sugary for me, it's too sugary for the average person.
Have a bite.
Yeah, all right, I will.
It's very crispy. Hang on, do you want me to chew with my mouth open so people can hear how crispy it is? I am allowed to eat them.
Hang on, I just squashed the thing.
So what about the judges? Do people watch them when they eat? Because there's no attractive way to eat a snot block.
Aaron, have a look at this. No attractive way.
No, you just got to get into it.
So now that you've won Best Vanilla Slice in Australia, and let me tell you, they are bloody good. They're not soggy at all. You said they might be soggy because they're fresh. They're good.
Yeah, well, they're just made now, so they're,
So now that you've won it, do you have to make more? Like, are people going to come and buy them?
Yeah, well, like, we normally do about 50 slices a day in either store. And yesterday, on the way home, I had to jump back in to put the apron on and get in, and we did 250. In Bridgewater for the day, so it makes a difference.
If you put the apron on, there's a problem.
Yeah,
I'm here now. How do you get rid of that? I just got it all in.
We've got it all over ourselves. Yep. Nice, crispy pastry, delicious vanilla. I reckon the judges know what they're on about. We're going to keep eating. Pat, congratulations. Well-deserved. Bridgewater Bakehouse, best vanilla slice in the country.
Asking me if the Costco is up now that they're
black. No. Cost is the same. Nothing changes.
What would I pay for this?
$3.80.
Did you want me to pay for that?
Yeah, that'll be good,
Good luck with that, mate. Little chance of flying to the moon.
Oh,
no, seriously,
Pat,
we muck around a bit, but you guys are flying down there. So get down to Bridgewater Bakehouse, Bath Lane, out at Bridgie as well, and I'll look after you. Not just these, though. The coffee scrolls are smicko as well.
And the date scones are yum. That's
you
what
know.
I like. Yeah, warm them up with a bit of butter.
Thanks, Patty, mate. Good luck. That's really good. Great achievement.
Triple M. I've always been an emotive person, and I get excited when I tell a story because often, you know, it's a very exciting story because I embellish it. So on Saturday night, I went out to dinner, and I went to Mason's, which is quite lovely.
La-di-da.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I've been saving for months to go.
Sure.
So it's quite upmarket, one of our nicer restaurants. And I'm sitting there, you know, trying to be all, I was all dressed up and had my back nice and straight and eating like a lady. And I'm telling this story to everyone at the table with my hands, I've now realised, because
you do that a bit.
The wine glass went.
Oh, no, Erin.
Red wine, of course.
Oh, no.
A beautiful glass of Tempranillo.
Thank you anyway.
And I smashed it. It nearly fell all over Shamia, my sister-in-law, nearly all over her, but luckily I missed her clothes, thank God.
Ooh.
And then it fell all over my my placemat and then down the floor and on my plate. So all the staff came over, because they've got excellent trained staff there, came over and, you know, cleared my plate, got me new cutlery and everything and made sure I was okay. And I was so embarrassed because at the end of it, they clean all the plates and everyone else around me had quite, like, you know, someone else could have eaten off it, really.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I'm there like this toddler. Do you know when, like, a toddler eats spaghetti bolognese and they don't even need a plate because it just goes everywhere? My face looked like that.
But see, that's okay, because it's like when you eat a pie. Eat a pie, if you get some on your gob, that's okay because you've enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it.
Of course,
although I lost a lot of wine, which was devastating. Then last night at home, Nick and I were eating dinner at the table, and I thought, I might just have one glass of wine with dinner.
You're an alco.
Last time, I'm not an alco. And so I poured myself a glass of red, and then we sat at the table. And Nick didn't come to netball yesterday because he had a very important golf game, so he couldn't make my netball final. Anyway, so we're sitting there and eating our curry, and I was telling him all about how Huntley won by one goal, and it was all very exciting, and then boom!
Yep. It's a hand thing with you.
There goes the other glass of wine.
It's a hand thing.
All over our new fabric chairs. So I've asked people how to get wine out. They've been very helpful on the Triple M Facebook page.
Have you tried any of those things? I did see that.
I've left salt all over it today, so I'll go home and vacuum it and see how we go.
Probably just a little lesson in that is that when you're having dinner with Nick, just get a little belt around the top of your arm so you can only just move your hands.
Tie my hands behind my back and just eat with my mouth like a dog? Is that safer?
It's up to you, mate. Whatever you do in your house, whatever bedroom you... I mean, whatever room you do it in, whatever.
Don't be weird.
Seriously, I mean, you just leave your hands there.
It's hard.
You don't need to wander.
I get very excited.
Yeah, you do.
How do normal people do things? I don't know.
Normal people. Trust me, you are not normal. No, it's all right. Enjoy yourself.
I'm a hazard to be around.
They need
to make red wine that's not red.
Triple M.
Driving back from Melbourne yesterday, along the Calder, it's a great road.
It is, especially now with that overpass. What's it called? The Ravenswood overpass?
Yeah. Look, it's a great roads, I should say. There's, double lanes on the freeway. Fantastic. What I did see is you come down a dip as you come out of Calder, about 5 km past Calder coming back to Bendigo, and there's a big dip. And as you go down there, clearly you pick up speed. Sitting in the middle of the road, in the middle of the two in the strips there, is a cop car.
Were you speeding?
No.
That's quite surprising.
I'm in a bus with girls. It was as if I'd be speeding, Aaron. Come on.
Still you behind a wheel.
Plus the fan doesn't go that quick.
Right.
Anyway. So I thought, okay. And he wasn't doing anything. Just sitting there. Never had a camera, never had anything. Just sitting there. And I thought to myself, because everybody slows down. Everyone.
Yes.
When they were going 80 and 100 or something. And I thought, okay, the head honchos need to go out. Right, you don't even need to buy cars here. It's just an idea. They can have it if they want it and claim it. Go ahead and even buy shells of cop cars and dress them up or whatever and put them in areas so and put not so much dummies, but put lifelike people in them because as soon as you see a cop car driving along, you stop.
True.
You slow down.
And then you worry for the rest of the drive
exactly.
too. You think if one's out, they're all out.
That's right, you know. And the thing is that as soon as you see it, and what they could do, because, you know, there'd be some expert out there that could have a little camera in that car that you could watch things going past or making sure no one tries to knock the thing off or whatever. Mm-hmm. But again, I mean, you know, and there could be, if I go too far here, just stop me. There could be a little thing in there where you flash the lights every now and again.
Yeah, so you just want to trick people.
I don't want to trick people. I'm saying that it makes you slow down.
Yeah, it does.
Even if you don't get caught and what you said originally is spot on for the rest of the trip or for the next 20 Ks, you go... Bloody hell, where are they?
That would work until people figured it out.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know. You take the gamble.
You wouldn't know if they're real or not.
Well, you don't know. I mean, it would be easy to set a camera up there anyway.
On a lot of Queensland highways, you don't see as many down here. There's fixed cameras all up and down
from
you know, like Brizzy to the Gold Coast, Brizzy to the Sunshine Coast. You cannot get away with speeding because they average your speed from the drive pretty much. And if you've gone over that limit, then you'll get a fine. So I don't know why they haven't put them in on the Calder.
Yeah, and I suppose the other thing too is that there's a lot of back roads that people go now because, the freeway's just that, the freeway, and there might be a quicker way of going. So even the odd back road, just leave it sitting there. I mean, you're cruising along doing 125, going, no, bloody coppers out here, and all of a sudden, even if you see one on the side of the road, you go, geez, the other day, Barry, I saw a bloody copper down in such and such a lane. I just think that maybe there's an option with that.
Not a bad idea.
And it's not that expensive. I mean, they'd spend, thousands and millions every year on other stuff that they go, does that work? That would work.
Yep. I wonder if they could try and figure one out to get people off their phones too.
Yeah, so that's another one, but we've gone through that. That's a story for another day.
Just scary
simply
one.
Put the bar in there. Put the bar in there so you don't get a signal. And if you want to get a signal, stop the car.
Yeah. That's the really scary one on the highway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is.
Coggo and Ez for breakfast on Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.